became so bad that only medical treatment kept me from killing myself. After 7 months, the doctor took me off the medication. I wasn't suicidal, but I wasn't very happy either. A new teacher came to my school, and I invited myself over to her place for a drink. I remember telling her as I lifted the glass that this might not be such a great idea, but I believe it's worth the risk. As casually as that, I began drinking again. At the winter break, she went to visit her boyfriend. I was alone again. 2 days before Christmas, I went to a party. I wasn't going to drink because I had driven there, and I knew that drinking and driving was a bad idea for me. I wasn't feeling particularly good or bad, just a little uncomfortable because I didn't know most of the people there. I was sitting on the couch 1 minute and up drinking a glass of wine the next. There was no conscious premeditation at all. This is the point when many people say, "And I went on drinking for 10 more years." Instead, an odd thing happened. A few days later, a teacher came up to me at work and said that she was an alcoholic and that she was going to AA. She had never seen me drink, so I don't know what made her do that. The next day, I asked her how often she went to meetings. "Once a week?" I asked. "No." She said that she had been going nearly every day for almost 6 months. That seemed a little extreme, but I thought that maybe if I went to a meeting with her, it might help her out. Besides, I was lonely. Halfway through the meeting, I had the strangest idea. People were introducing themselves as alcoholics